Good afternoon, everyone. John Curdy here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, and this news update is brought to you by Schur Family Pharmacy, with four convenient locations to serve you in Caseville, Elkton, Pigeon, and Sebring. Put your trust in your local pharmacist at Schur Family Pharmacy. Are you sure? On the morning of Friday, January 9th, a fire was reported at LJ Gashko Furniture Company at approximately 3:45 a.m. There were over eight fire departments responding to the fire at 8308 Heist Road in Pigeon. The blaze continued until well after 5 a.m., with every fire department in Huron County responding, with the exception of Port Hope Fire Department. Below there are pictures and a short video of the fire at approximately 4:30 a.m., as well as the aftermath of the large structure fire. And you can view those videos and photos right here in thumbnet.net. And a 42-year-old Caseville resident has been brought back to Michigan from Wisconsin to answer to six felony charges stemming from a summer collision in Chandler Township that left two motorcyclists seriously hurt. Authorities allege that on June 25th, Jeremy Lee Tone was operating a Dodge Charger that collided with a three-wheeled Harley Davidson, sending it off the road and injuring both occupants. Investigators say Jeremy fled without notifying authorities or checking on the victims. Law enforcement built their case using eyewitness accounts, crash scene evidence, and a damaged vehicle matching the description, and medical documentation suggesting the driver had consumed alcohol. This led to Tone's identification and subsequent arrest in Wisconsin's Ashland County. The charges include two counts of each of causing serious injury while driving intoxicated, operating with a suspended license and causing serious injury, and leaving an injury crash scene. His extradition required coordination between multiple agencies and formal approval from both Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer and Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers. Following his December 22nd return to Michigan, Tone appeared before the Huron County Court, where a $100,000 cash bond was established. He has requested permission to stay with family in Pinconning pending trial. Thursday, January 8th, he appeared in court for probable cause hearing. There is a preliminary examination set for January 16th at 9 a.m. When we come back from this Schur Family Pharmacy sponsor message, we'll get to more local news.
Ultimate convenience. When you're sick and need to pick up a prescription, the last thing you want to do is be in public or walk through a store. That's why Schur Family Pharmacy is so proud to offer a drive-thru in our new Caseville location. Now located under the same roof as Schur Primary Care Caseville, just across the street from the hardware store, Schur Family Pharmacy in Caseville is open Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5:30 p.m., now with a drive-thru. Need something on the weekend? Schur Family Pharmacy is still open in Sebring on Saturdays, and our Pigeon location is still open 7 days a week, just steps away from our walk-in clinic in Pigeon. And don't forget about our Elkton location either, just a block behind the post office and still with curbside delivery Monday through Friday. So when it comes to ultimate convenience, know that your friends and experts at Schur Family Pharmacy have you covered, with four locations to serve you in Pigeon, Caseville, Elkton, and Sebring. Schur Family Pharmacy. Better health, better life. Are you sure?
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Again, my name is John Curdy. And looking at more local news, a Bayport man has reached a plea agreement in a child sexually abusive material case. Keith John Finkbeiner has agreed to plead guilty or no contest to charges of distributing child sexually abusive material and using a computer to commit a crime, with additional charges to be dismissed as part of the deal. His existing bond conditions will remain in place, and he is scheduled for sentencing in circuit court at 9 a.m. on Monday, February 2nd. And Douglas John Lebesky has reached a plea agreement with prosecutors and will plead guilty to operating a vehicle while visibly impaired in Sheridan Township. He was stopped for speeding around 11:30 p.m. in November of 2025, where deputies determined he was visibly impaired and took him to the county jail for a blood alcohol test. The test showed levels of 0.163 and 0.166, more than double the legal limit of 0.08. And Lebesky is scheduled for sentencing on January 29th at 10:30 a.m. And that's been your local and regional news, which you can get from anywhere, along with your obituaries, weather, school closings, cancellations, and more right here in thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy, and that news update was brought to you by Schur Family Pharmacy, with four convenient locations to serve you in Caseville, Elkton, Pigeon, and Sebring. Put your trust in your local pharmacist at Schur Family Pharmacy. Are you sure?